Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. We're back here after a wild weekend, Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I'm sure you did some shopping. A lot of people did some shopping with us. Thank you to everyone that took us up on the Black Friday offer. We left it up today. John's like, let's leave it up one more day. That's a good idea. Let's leave it up. In fact, let's leave it up for the rest of the year is what I think we should do, John. So spoiler alert, John and I are going to raise prices on January 1st, 2023. And we were like, why don't we give everyone the opportunity to come in at these Black Friday prices until then? So for the rest of the year, you can get in it at dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday at prices, like I told you, you will never see again because we're going to raise our prices on January 1st.
Absolutely. So thank you to everybody who joined. And yeah, once again, I think as we said in last Tuesday's episode, if you've been hanging out with us and listening to the show, we definitely appreciate it. If you've started a business off the back of listening just to this show, like kudos to you, well done. But you're going to get a ton more and you're going to make a ton more progress if you're in the program with us. So please, this is your best opportunity price-wise to do so. So take advantage of it.
Yeah, and I still think like if you get this out today, if you get in there, you can have a business running by the end of the year, which is pretty incredible. I don't know where else you could do that and actually be up and running by the end of the year. Certainly, you're going to run into some people out of the office as you're trying to get suppliers. There's going to be some issues, right? It's that time of year, but you can be up and running, and that's amazing. So come join us, dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday, all one word, and check out the offer that we have there. It's good till January 1st. So today, the topic at hand, we had a question. And I didn't get the name actually in the spreadsheet here. I feel bad. But the question was, if the rate of success at starting a successful dropshipping business is so low because most people don't have what it takes and they end up quitting, what is it that is so difficult that is causing so many people to throw in the towel? And I kind of want to start with a little bit of like stats. Like it's not, and this is just not our course. This is like the information product world. It is a shockingly large number of people who buy a course and never fucking log in, which just blows my mind that you go spend that kind of money. And like, is that the win? You did it. You took the action, but you never actually took action. And so I don't want to give exact numbers, but it's a much bigger number than the one in your head right now where you're thinking about how many people actually do it. It's way bigger than the number you're thinking. And it's kind of wild to me that that is the case.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. It blows my mind. It really does blow my mind to see. I think for us and what we do, it's not a huge number of people who don't do anything with it, but it still happens for sure. And I can't even imagine doing that personally, particularly not when I was at the stage where people usually are when they want to start one of these businesses, when you're just starting out. Like I couldn't imagine having done that when I was back then, and it could be any number of reasons for that. Look, I mean, the question was from was actually out of one of our Facebook groups. Somebody asked that question in our Facebook group, but I've got to say, I hear this question all the time, like all the time, like why do people fail at dropshipping, all of this sort of thing. And I think I really wanted to dig into this because we hear it so much that there are people, and I'd say quite a few people, who are listening to this podcast, and this might be a question that's holding them back from actually getting started is all of this sort of thing. Now, so actually going to come to this, I thought personally from a slightly different level, in that I don't actually accept the notion that dropshipping businesses fail, right? So people think it when asking this question, they think, why do dropshipping businesses fail, right? But if you think about, so, and I'm talking about high-ticket dropshipping here, I'm not talking about other types of dropshipping, right? There is very little investment here. So you're not going into the hole to start one of these businesses, or you shouldn't be anyway, going into the hole to start into a hole financially to start one of these businesses. You're not sinking 50 grand in here. You're not sinking 100 grand in here. You're not sinking $500,000 in here to build something and start something, right? So if you don't make sales initially, there is very little consequence to that, right? I'm just going to use an example. If you're not making lots of sales, yes, you're going to spending a little bit on marketing and all of that sort of thing, but you can do that in a way that's quite manageable. So it's not like you're going bankrupt because you're running a high ticket dropshipping business if you don't make any sales. At some point, if you stick with it, and we're going to come back to sticking with it right here because that's the secret, you're going to start making sales. Even if you start slowly, you're going to start making sales. And if you stick with it for long enough, those are going to build up and build up and build up, and you'll be making profit. You'll be making money. So I actually don't accept the fact that we see very many people at all whose business fails. I would flip that and say that what happens more often than not for people who don't carry on with it is they fail themselves, right? And so it's kind of coming down to a mindset thing or an expectations thing. It's generally tends to be, when answering this question, it's what's going on inside people's heads that causes them to drop out. And I think when you look at it from that way, there are a few reasons for it.
Too many people need this to work today. If you're one of those people listening to this and this has to work or else, you're destined to fail. Like, you have to, it takes time to build a good business. It takes time for things to marinate in the marketplace, for you to get real reviews, for your name to be actually searched right away when you start up. No one's searching who you are, right? You're just out there, honestly, trying to grab some bottom of the funnel sales to get that momentum going. And too many people quit before then. I want to give you a real example. I'm just looking at like our podcast downloads. Same sort of thing. We have to keep with it. So first month, 230 downloads. Second month, 600 downloads. Third month, 1,000 downloads. Fourth month, 2,000 downloads. But if I fast forward all the way ahead to month 13, we did 40,000 downloads. And so you can see how this just snowballs. And it is a long arc that tends to trend upward and continue trending further and further upward. And I think too many people at that beginning slog, when you're putting in a lot of hard work and your phone's not really ringing and even your ads aren't spending that much money, it's very easy to throw in the towel and say, this just isn't for me. Let alone, man, there's so many things going through most people's head on a daily basis, whether it is I'm not good enough, I'm not smart enough, a fear of failure. One of my favorites that I see show up a lot is crabs in the pot. You are stepping outside of your comfort zone and outside of everyone who loves you's comfort zone, and you're trying to fucking go for it. And all they want to do is, like a crab in a boiling pot, when you're trying to get out, they're pulling you back down. Oh, I don't know if that's going to work out. Oh, I sure hope you're okay. I sure hope you can get your job back when you're done, whatever it is. Like, it's all bullshit. Mm-hmm. Don't listen to any of those idiots. You're trying, and everyone around you doesn't want to try. They feel safe right where they are, and they need you to be right where you are so they feel safe too. So that's going to show up. And then one of my other favorites is like people who don't give it their all. Then when they quit, they can say, well, if I would have given it my all, I would have made it, but I just didn't want to. And so it's like a bullshit excuse you're putting in front of you to not actually give it everything you have, so that you can say, if you did, you would have been successful. I am a victim of this. This is the first time I ever saw it was in myself. Elliot called it out on me, Elliot Rowe. And so I see this a lot now in people who just aren't willing to go all in because they're afraid. Like, they're truly afraid that if this fails, how are they going to look in front of their family? If this fails, what does that say about them? What is their, they can hear their ego screaming. And like John said, this is a lot of mindset stuff, but there is work itself and a lot of hurdles. That's what business is, constant problem solving. And there's a lot of problems you run into that can be difficult to solve, especially if you don't have someone like John or me holding your hand or a community to be around. And it's very easy to say, all right, this problem's too hard, I'm done.
You know, if we look at, if I look at our student group, for example, and, you know, I can't look at everybody who's running a high ticket dropshipping business, but we can look at what's sort of in our circle. If you look at the people who make it to the end of their first 12 months, like they set up their business, they launch it, they run it for 12 months, I would say there's the rate of those people who go on to second year, third year, fourth year and making money and making a decent amount of money is very high. Right. And so those are the people who, you know, had reasonable expectations in the beginning and who were just able to do the work consistently and were willing to wait to start to see the results build up and up and up. And as you mentioned, like the results snowballing. So I think when going back to that original question about, you know, why people fail or whatever, or what's so hard about it, it's, you know, I think it's just, people come into it without the expectation that they're going to have to do something consistently. Do you know what I mean? And do that work. I think a lot of people, or they get distracted. They don't have the attention span there. And so if you look at the people who are not in that group, like if you kind of flip it and say, well, who are the people that go on with it, right? Who go on with it? I think you can look at the qualities that, or the mindset that you need to, some of the mindsets that you need to have to be that person. And then if you're not that person, then you're likely to be the person who drops out. So I think, those things, which kind of leads into like, I mean, what do you need to do to put yourself in the box seat to be the person who goes on? Do you know what I mean? So I think definitely expectations is a big part of it. And you hit on one of those. Like if you're the person who's sitting there and you're like, I need this to work now, and I get them, you know, when we do calls with people before they join our program, there'll be like people who are like, and you can always spot it. They'll ask you questions like, if it doesn't work in the next 30 days, can I get my money back? Right? Or questions along those lines. That automatically means that that person feels some need that they need to a business to make them all of their money to support themselves in like 30 days or a month or 2 months or something like that. Now that it's possible that could happen, but it's fairly unlikely, right? So if you're that person, I mean, my answer to those people, I spoke to two guys about this the other day, actually. I literally told them, go and get jobs. That's what you need to do right now and build your business, because that's just an unrealistic expectation and that's not going to happen. So if you're thinking about getting into this, I do think you need to check your expectations. Like, what are you expecting? What are you setting yourself up for? Because what you should be setting yourself up for is that you're going to do it until it works. No matter how much money you're making month to month, you're just going to do it and have the belief, one, that you can do it, and two, that the business model works, and you know, you're just going to stick with it, whether that takes 6 months, 12 months, you're still going to be there participating. That's the mindset that you need to have. And that's, I think, something, you know, for me personally that I have, I have a lot of things mentally, I think, that let me down. But one of the things I do have is that once I set my sights on doing something, I'm just like a dog with a bone. I don't give up. Like, I just keep doing it, and I'm probably not even that good at it. But the fact that I'll just do it consistently always gets me to where I want to go, or close. You know, I mean, you never get to exactly where you want to go, but you get close, and you get close enough that you can keep then going and going and going.
Like I said, there's some hurdles that might trip you up. And I only know this because it tripped me up, right? So calling suppliers, uploading products, getting the ads right is a big one. For me, it was calling suppliers. I actually waited about a month. I never called them in the beginning. I bought the original course that I took in January 11, 2015. And I ended up buying a sick member of the course's business because he had four suppliers on board. And I thought that was my escape, right? The main one dropped me right away. But that was 4 months before I did that. And then I sat for another 2 weeks to a month not calling suppliers myself, because that was such a big hurdle. And to use the mindset in the other direction, you can flip it against you. My ego wouldn't let me quit, because if I quit, I was proving everyone right who told me this will never work. It's just another internet scam or whatever. And like, I used that as like, that was my motivation, as well as, you know, some childhood shit. Like, I need to prove my dad wrong or whatever. You know, we all have that bullshit. And so like, that was enough for me to actually call the suppliers. And so, sometimes you got to dig in and flip that mindset stuff on its head and use that as your motivation to get going. I know in the beginning there was a big chip on my shoulder, and that's what pushed me through these hurdles of calling suppliers, of doing the slog of uploading products and building collection pages. And then, you know, getting the ads right it's a bear. Like, understanding how to do Google ads is not simple. I think we do a good job of teaching it in our course, but even then, people need help after that. Like, Google ads is fucking hard. And so there's an opportunity for you to throw in the towel, as you said here. I'd like to like bring this back to golf. I don't know if you golf at all, John, but like, you might be the perfect example if you don't golf. The idea that you're going to go pick up a golf club right now and you've never golfed before and you need this to work, like you're going to be Tiger Woods in a month, or you better get your fucking money back. It's insane. Like, it's going to take you forever just to hit the ball straight. And once you hit the ball straight, then you're going to have to like work on actually hitting it pretty far, and putting and chipping. And like, this is the same thing in business. Once you have the ability to actually call suppliers and you're running ads, and like, maybe you get 2 sales in your first month. That's a huge fucking win that you got 2 sales in your first month. And now you can kind of snowball that into learning a little bit of conversion rate optimization or a little bit of SEO or a little bit how to fine tune your ads or run remarketing. Or like, there's so much to learn. The idea that you're going to have it all learned and mastered in 30 days is insanity. I'm going on year 8 here. And I don't have it all figured out, right? I've had a lot of success even not having it figured out. But if I look back at my journey, I want to say I made $100 the first month, maybe $200 in profit the second month, and not much more than that in the third month. It took a while to get the ball rolling. And I think hopefully John and I are setting realistic expectations for people not to come at this as a get rich quick scheme, that you're going to build a real business, and building something substantial is going to take a substantial amount of time.
Here, it's going to take less than a lot of other business models, but yeah, I mean, you can't take away from the fact that it's going to take a long time. And one of my favorite stories from somebody that a lot of people who listen here have probably heard of, Andy Frisella, right? I used to listen to this guy's podcast all the time. You know, his story is like, I mean, he's the guy, one of the owners of First Form over there in the US, big company. It's like a 9-figure-a-year company now, right? He says that in his first 10 years of business, he didn't make any money. Like, not his business didn't make any money. He personally didn't really make any money. And then his second 10 years of business is where he went from there to, you know, being the CEO of a, you know, whatever his position is there, of a 9-figure-a-year business. And now he's making a lot of money, right? So it's like, now that's obviously an extreme example, and that's not going to be the experience with high-ticket dropshipping. But you've got to sit down and ask yourself the question, could you be that person? Would you give up the time now? Because what you're going to put in here is mostly time, a little bit of money, yes, but it's mostly going to be your time, right? You're going to give up your time from hanging out with your friends all the time, going out and drinking, you know, whatever it is, watching Netflix, I don't know, whatever it is that you do with your spare time, you're going to give up a portion of that, and you're going to give it up, you know, until you get to where you want to go. So would you be prepared to give up that time for the next 3 years if it meant you were going to put $25,000 a month in your pocket in 3 years? I mean, answer that question. Answer that question for yourself. Do you think you can do that? If the answer is no, then I would suggest that you're not ready to run a business yet. That's a very low-level example too. I mean, it can be much more extreme than that with other businesses. But ask yourself the question, are you prepared to give up your time for the reward at some point? And if the answer is yes, then I encourage you. I don't know why you haven't got started. If you haven't got started, get started. You know what I mean? But yeah.
I can't promise it's going to work in a certain amount of time, but if you keep at it, it will work and it will be fucking worth it. Like, no question about it. This changed my life. There's a reason John and I are talking to you right now for absolutely free, giving away the playbook, because we know if you're willing to commit to this, it's going to change your life too. If you want to get in the program, we're going to run the deal for the rest of the year. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday. And on January 1st, 2023, we are raising our prices. So not only are you going to get our old prices, you're going to get a special, special deal that you will never fucking see again. We'd love to have you in there. We'd love to see you change your life through e-commerce. Dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday. Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business. John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast.
You'll see a blue image, and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.